CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McConnell of American Greatness and Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online. Christopher Wray has a document that, according to reporting, he's now acknowledged exists. The document is said to have something of an allegation, some kind of allegation, against the president's family for some kind of reward, perhaps cash, from some foreign authority, perhaps Ukraine, perhaps Russia, perhaps anything. And the reason we know about this document is that there's an unidentified whistleblower familiar with the investigation who says the document is a product of a confidential human source. Andy, I've been as careful as I can. This is beyond enigma wrapped in a mystery here. Christopher Wray says the document exists. Can we come up with three reasons why he doesn't just show it to Congress? It's not classified.
Well, I'll give you one reason, John, which is the main reason, and that is Wray contends that if they simply surrender this document, even to Congress, even though it's not classified, and even though Congress has security clearance to hear even classified information, what he is saying is that this would compromise methods and sources of intelligence gathering, and the vitality of the FBI's methods and sources of intelligence and their ability to convince potential informants, which is really what confidential human sources are, that they can protect them, protect their confidentiality, and that if they share sensitive information, no one is going to know that you, the informant, are the person who gave up the information. They say if they lose that, then they lose their ability to attract informants, which is a big part of the work that they do. So the way Wray is trying to tee this up is that what Congress is doing is undermining the basis of what the FBI needs in order to be an effective intelligence collection and law enforcement agency.
That is.
Andy, how do you make that differentiation between protecting the individual and the protecting of the organization? That seems to be exactly what the FBI is trying to do, is protect itself under the guise of protecting the individual.
Yeah, I think one of the things that you always have to worry about with government, whether it's their resort to classifying things in order to make them inaccessible, or the law enforcement version of that, which is to label it law enforcement sensitive, which is kind of a non-classified but heavily concealed category of non-public information that the law enforcement people have. Whenever they use that authority, Thaddeus, I think you always have to worry about, are they doing it because they really need this for investigative secrecy? And you do have to have investigative secrecy to do a lot of kinds of cases. Or are they trying to hide embarrassment? Here, I think one of the things, for example, that the Congress wants to probe is not only was President Biden implicated in a $5 million bribery scheme, which is what the reporting about this document is, but what did the FBI do about it? That's obviously the next question that gets asked once this document gets disclosed, and I do believe it'll eventually have to get disclosed. The question is, there's a lot of information from these whistleblowers that because the Bidens have such political clout, the investigators have been undermined and frustrated in their ability to carry out the ordinary steps that investigators would do in a normal probe. So the question with a document like this becomes, if you got this kind of information, how did you evaluate it and what did you do about it? And I suspect the FBI doesn't want to answer that question either.
Confidential human source, CHS. In a new book, Brett Forrest, the Wall Street Journal reporter, tells the story, the tragic story of a confidential human source named Billy Riley, who was helping the FBI Detroit office during the war on terror, when there was concern about ISIS in Michigan, etc., after the underwear bomber. However, what I learned from the CHS category is that it was a creation of the FBI after the war on terror started, or contemporary with that, in order to reach overseas and augment its intelligence gathering in the U.S., with Overseas Gathering. This confidential human source, we're told, who exists about this document, he's someone who has information from overseas. So Andy, we need to understand what is the CHS to protect? Because Brett Forrest leads me to understand this is not a member of the FBI. Sometimes they're paid very little, and sometimes their information is disregarded. So protecting him seems the him or her seems the least of the concern of the FBI, if their record matters.
Well, it matters, John, in the sense that if they get a reputation for not being able to protect the confidentiality and identities of people who give them information, then people will stop giving them information. So it may not be this particular individual they're so worried about. What Ray is saying is that you could blow the whole program of how we gather information from informants who they call confidential human sources. I wouldn't overgeneralize about confidential human sources. They're simply people who provide information, and they do it for a variety of different motivations. Some of them patriotic motivations, some of them matters of convenience. A lot of people cooperate because they're worried about being prosecuted. There's all kinds of people and all kinds of motivation, and some of these people are very reliable, and some of them you wouldn't trust them as far as you could throw them. It's just a complete gamut of human experience.
That is.
Andy, when you think about the use of confidential human sources for an agency to protect itself, this doesn't necessarily mean that the answers will come out eventually over time when that individual's use is over, or that they necessarily need to be protected. I mean, we can see instances where the Bureau will protect its reputation for decades, can't we, and never let that information out.
Oh, I think it's absolutely right. In fact, thinking about it, I think we still don't know, at least officially, I think we know unofficially, for example, who the whistleblower was in connection with the Ukraine impeachment, right? I mean, they moved heaven and earth to protect that person's identity. And I think what people rightly said was, in part at least, that was because there was some very interesting and intriguing details in that person's background that should have been front and center in order to evaluate the quality of his information. But this kind of thing happens all the time, you always have to worry when they say you can't know something. Is it that you can't know it because they really need operational investigative secrecy, or you can't know it because we've done something either illegal, embarrassing, incompetent, or what have you that we don't want you to find out?
30 seconds, Andy. Does McCarthy get what he wants?
I think so. Mainly, John, because I don't really see that there's much upside for Ray in continuing to keep this under wraps under circumstances where the essential outlines of the story are already known. Yeah. So why should he be held in contempt under those circumstances?
Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,